Yeah. Hello, welcome to our live feed. Are you seeing us? Oh, shit. You know, I generally double check on my phone. People say, you're always on that phone, Phil. Why the fuck not, man? I don't carry a laptop around with me, and I don't have a goddamn desktop. Why would I want a laptop when I can do this, see? Well, you might want to write shit. Now, my thumb, you know. Anyway, it could be a spoon. So there's a goddamn mouse loose. There's a fucking mouse loose in the studio. That's what I get for having my fucking cat here. She goes outside, and I'm trying to, yeah, where are you, Thunder? And she comes prancing in the way cats do. They're all just like, and she's got a fucking mouse. Little tiny mouse, but, and I'm looking at this mouse, I'm feeling sorry for the mouse. And then I have to think, well, fuck, this is nature, and, you know, I got a show to do. What am I supposed to fucking do? I mean, I was pulling furniture out trying to find it. I was trying to save it. I was going to take it by the tail and throw it out, so I couldn't find the son of a bitch. So, unfortunately, this mouse has been left to Thunder's whatever she's going to do with it. Bat it around, and I don't know, man. I got to be here. So, and I don't even know if she's found it, because the mouse got away. The mouse split. The mouse was behind something, and I pulled it out. It was like a sofa. Pulled it out, and I saw the mouse just, boom, you know, take off and, you know, Thunder right after it. So I got that shit. So, you know, and if the mouse dies and then starts to stink the joint up, that's always a pleasant moment. But I rented a place from a... When I first got back to L.A., way, way back in 79... I rented an apartment from a riding stable, believe it or not. It was an apartment for, you know, for rent. I was like, okay. And it was above the tack shop of a riding, the stables, Eaton Canyon Riding Stables up there in Pasadena. I thought, well, what the fuck, man? It was big. Had a little private patio, real, real secluded. No other apartments anywhere except this dude that lived up the hill. That was it. And he worked there. And and on the weekend, nothing but all of these women and girls riding their horses, you know, in this corral. So, you know, what's to complain about, actually? So, but it had one problem. It had fucking mice. I found this out, you know, through the process of living there. It's like, oh, shit. Because I woke up one night, I'm walking into the kitchen, and I see a mouse just take off from my garbage with what's left of, like, a chicken leg. Just, you know, and it found it. Found its way into the apartment by way of this wall heater. So I'm like, aha, you know. So I got some of that decon rat killer, and I just tossed it up into the rafters. Boy, did it work. But it killed the goddamn mice dead, and then they started to stink like hell. But the thing that solved the mouse problem for good, I got a cat. I didn't hear a peep out of the sons of bitches after that. Not a peep, man. They, like, cleared out or something. They just sort of instinctively knew there was a cat down there, and they moved out, you know. I saw elbows and assholes, mouse elbows and assholes and steamer trunks. Just, they're gone. Cat. That's what did it. All right, let's get our shit together here, man. It's a fucking weekend. Whew, man, what a weekend. I don't watch any football. So I have no idea what happened, and I don't give a shit. That's amazing. I haven't watched any football in weeks. Now, I know I got into talking about the anthem thing because it was in the news. And the irony of that is, when have they ever televised anthems except at Super Bowls? And, you know, World Series, shit like that. Anyway, didn't watch a bit of football today, and... Didn't miss it at all. Not saying I don't like it or that I don't appreciate, but I stopped watching when I heard about the concussion. Really started getting into what exactly was happening in professional football with all of the all the contact and the injurious effect every hit has on the skull, the interior of the skull, the brain, the bruising, the constant impact. Is constant trauma. And some people may want to pretend like it doesn't exist. Some people may want to say this, oh, that's a bunch of pussy shit. Yeah, bullshit. If you got a kid
It ain't pussy shit, because that's happening to your kid. If your kid's playing football right now, it's fucking happening to that kid. And they have, I believe, seen evidence of CTE in high schoolers and college players. So I don't see any reason to watch that motherfucking sport unless they want to change the rules to the point where, you know, I guess it won't be, you know, manly enough for some guys. Shit, there no hitting no more? Shit. That's right. Otherwise, they're going to wind up like you. What's that mean? Anyway,
men lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Crying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is nuts. Almost had to put out the question to you guys. What's the name of the vampire hunter? But I found it. Arthur Barn. Not Barnes, Barn. And Dr. Arthur Barn and William Brown, the animal behaviorist. So I'm putting together another master list of the characters that I lost when we changed computers. Somehow. Oh, I know how. Because I'm a dummy. Shout out to my pool playing friends, Melissa, Sue, Bernie, Cody, Rory. Wait a minute. Oh, August, Tammy. I don't know who else, you guys. And I got all these blue nudge buttons. Tell them that they're shut. You know, fuck that. I'm going to nudge you. Come on. So I just start playing new games with new people. I most people don't even respond. You say, Phil has challenged you to a game of billiards. And this is on Facebook. It's an app on Facebook that it's actually pretty good. And then Bernie G and I found this WGT Golf, which I haven't played around with. We had to play another nine holes there, Bernie. It's fucking pretty good, man. It's got all the major courses, and I'd say it's, you know, approximates golf. I mean, at least in the, if you could play golf with your thumb, it's just like it, man. You know. And I like, you know, I played, shit, I shot an 83 at Pebble Beach. No, I'm just kidding. But, well, I did, but I tore up St. Andrews. Hey, Thunder. God damn it. And what happened was she's prancing up the fucking stairs and I go, Thunder. She turns around and drops the fucking mouse. And I told her, I said, come here. She wouldn't stop. She kept going inside further and further, further into the office. And I said, come here. And no, she just goes in and then drops the fucking mouse. Smart. It's like I'm hearing things. A mouse can't talk and neither can a cat. So what am I thinking? You know, I'm hearing like, oh yeah? Well, you can fuck right off. Is that the mouse talking to the cat? No, it's probably the TV set or something. Yeah? Trying to take me out. Fuck you. Turns out it's Thunder talking to the mouse.
Didn't get me.
We think you're just a mouse.
Fuck you, fucking prick. Hmm. Fucking prick, can you have fucking motherfucking like you want again?
Oh, yeah? I'm a cat, you're a mouse.
I think ass and mouse and cats. I'm an idiot.
Just this. Boy, yeah!
Oh.
And then they won't talk, you know, they won't speak to me because I'm a human. Thunder, I just heard you talk. Thunder.
Meow.
You talked, I heard you talk.
Meow. Meow.
Now I hear like lumber or pipes being moved. Do cats and mice and other animals just behave like humans when we're not around? Because I'm hearing like a car starting. Where are my keys? Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot about this. Well, this summer hauled ass, man. Summer's gone, you know, and it's kind of a drag because I like summer, but this one hauled ass. Just bang, here and gone. You got to take time to fucking do... I don't think I hit the beach once this whole fucking summer, and I live a block and a half from it. Now, there's something basically wrong about that. Like, what's upstairs? Like, how about nothing? What was this fucking movie we did this weekend? Oh, Horror Hotel? Was that thing nutty or what? Oh, boy. What the fuck? Was Tiger Woods at that President's Cup? Nah. He was? Wasn't he? No? Yes? Oh, my God. This is fucking vile. the fuck out of here, will you? Dumb motherfuckers. Okay, man.
Don Berman here, Phil. Uh-oh. Hello? Don Berman here, reporting. This is Don Berman reporting. And did you leave the phone out of the cradle, Phil, all goddamn weekend? Yes, you did. Don, Phil, is my name Don?
You're Don Berman.
Oh, thank you. I'm Don Berman. Don Berman reporting. We've got, wonderful, but the story in, you know, you can talk about Puerto Rico all you want, but pitching in and doing what needs to be done is what we're all about here at Channel 19 News. And as you know, Phil, the fires have left a lot of people without homes, and we've had our own flooding here in the Southern California area. I'm Don Berman, and I will be supervising as best as I can, because I'll be between live shots. I'll be supervising food that'll be distributed. And what I'd like to do is we're bringing food and we're bringing warm clothing to people from the Wadsworth fire, and we'll be bringing them food and clothing. What I did is I saw a couple of sweaters. I saw a couple of sweaters that I liked. What, is there a problem?
Well, Don, the complaint was...
Whoa. The complaint... We're covering this on Channel 19.
I understand, but the complaint was that you saw some sweaters and some food?
I saw two sweaters that I liked, and I saw a... I think this is pretty unfair, Phil, to be ambushing me like this.
I'm not I told you I was going to talk about it.
Oh, that's right. And I saw a six-pack of... It was ranch steaks, you know? It was the ranch pack from Vaughn's. I took that.
I'll never forget... I was with my girlfriend at the time. What's her name? No, I'm just kidding. It was the lady that I know. I don't need to tell you her name because you probably know who she is, and I wouldn't want to embarrass her. We went to a home. We went to a battered woman's shelter with stuff. She wanted to drop off some pots and pans, and the women there were like, "Oh, these are really nice. Look at this pot." They were like picking through the shit themselves, and she said, and she was being really cool. She said, "Gee, I really would hate to think that the women that those are intended for won't get them." And somebody finally stepped up and said, no, we can assure you, you know. And I, from that point forward, I was thinking, well, how much of the shit that you donate actually does get to people, and how much of it is picked off by Don Berman? Yeah.
Yeah. Dizzy Berman.
This is Clarence. Well, this is Jonathan. This is Jonathan. This is Jonathan. I was telling him. This is I'm Jonathan Studstill, and I worked there with, I was working with Channel 19 when they were passing the food. I saw you take two sweaters and a jacket. What?
Don will be all, like, defensive and shit. Well, my baby don't, my baby. Oh, yeah. Hey, Thunder, what the fuck is with you and that fucking mouse? God damn it. I'm going to go up there and find mice guts all over the place. Mouse guts.
Well, if we were... Yeah, I want to personally thank you. I'd like to personally say that I'm...
I'd like to personally say that I saw Mr. Berman, and I was the one who said... you said they were bone-in. That's right, I said bone-in. And I made the joke. I said, I guess you're familiar with that. Right, and rather than cause a scene, so you do admit to it. I was making a joke that probably shouldn't have been made.
My baby don't... Oh, yeah. Dr. William Brown.
Hello, Phil. It's Dr. William Brown. Hello, Phil. When a cat gets loose with a mouse, you need to just let them work it out. And I hate cats. God damn it. And the mouse and the cat and the mouse. I guess you could say that it's really not my field. I work with the larger, wilder animals. I don't work with domesticated animals, although the mouse is wild, the cat is domesticated, I suppose you could say. But I hate the guts out of it. I hate animals. God damn it, do I hate them. I work my ass off trying to figure out what they're thinking. And a mouse that's loose in a house in a home, in a structure, will not be denied.
This mouse is a little fucking thing, and fast. Fast as the wind, Jack. I mean, just, you know, I don't know what's going on with that motherfucking cat.
Thunder! Thunder!
God damn it. I thought, when I saw her at the door, first of all, I thought something happened to her face, and then I realized, no, she's got something in her mouth. I thought it was a moth. It was a little too big and a little too weird-shaped for a moth, and then she got closer. I go, God damn it, it's a mouse. And that's when I said, come here. Wouldn't goddamn pay attention. I mean, usually she does. But she was just on her way, you know, into the office, up the stairs, and like, come here. She got to the up the stairs and then drops the goddamn mouse. So.
Well, Don Berman sounds too much like Dr. William Brown, so we need someone else.
Well, Bobby's good. Any
of the females are good.
Well, one time my cat, yeah, well, one time, you know, you talk about a mouse that was loose in your house. Well, your cat got it.
Oh yeah, I was talking to my. Let me tell the audience. I was talking to my pre-show audience.
Yeah, and Mr. Henry said that.
I'll tell him. I was talking to the pre-show audience.
And a mouse got loose. I'm only kidding. Have you thought about a piece of cheese?
Whoa, yeah, my baby. Whoa, yeah, my baby. I'll be right back, you guys. Don't go anywhere. Well, I know you wouldn't go anywhere, but we'll be getting ready here in about, you know. I go and find the cat, and the cat's all rolling around on the ground, just like happy to see me. And I'm like, what the fuck you doing, man? Where's the mouse, you know? And she's looking at me dumb, like, you know what? And I'm going, where is it? I found a dead bird down here in the office, which I know Thunder did. So maybe she brought it down here. Maybe it's dead and she brought it down here. I don't know. Shit. Man, I'm telling you. I feel like. Did you ever see, you saw Mad World, Dick Shawn? Hey, baby, how about a beer or something, huh? Man, I feel like. Let's see. All right, fuck. Here we go. Shut your stinking hole. Shut your hole.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to podcastone.com/my survey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com.